The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Yes, it is Tuesday. Tuesday with Timmons. There's certainly a lot of issues to discuss today. On our guest line this morning, Congressman William Timmons, another record month of migrant encounters at the border in June. Your Democrat colleagues, congressmen in the House, are expected to mark up an assault weapons ban bill. And since we last talked, inflation has hit a new high. So welcome in under those circumstances. How are you, sir?
Joey, good morning. Good to be with you. I'm doing okay. Your intro said it all, though. I mean, last time we talked, I said that we weren't going to do anything. They were going to put their head in the sand and refuse to address the problems that the American people care most about: inflation, gas prices, securing the border. And here we are doing a bunch of nonsense things that have no chance of becoming law this week because the Democrats can't get their act together. And, yeah, you know, the American people deserve better.
Yep, for sure. As we get into those issues, Congressman, of course, quickly before we dive in, there's been a lot on social media and online publications about a personal situation involving your marriage. I realize this is an uncomfortable conversation to have, but I think it's an important one because I want to give you a chance to talk with our listeners and your constituents about the facts.
Joey, I appreciate it. We've been going through a tough time in the last few weeks and months, and we are working on our marriage. My wife is an absolutely incredible woman. She is beautiful, kind, loving. She's actually a much better attorney than I am. And she has sacrificed just so much over the last few years for my service in Congress and my service in the military, and I just really regret anything I've ever done to let her down, and we're working on our marriage. And all this nonsense on social media and clickbait gossip blogs, it's just ridiculous. Some of the allegations, I'm not even going to get into them. I mean, you know, we're working on our marriage. Everything else on social media is just false, and most of it's defamatory, and we'll see what my lawyers do with that. But, you know, at the end of the day, I'm only human. I'm working on my marriage. And, yeah, we're just asking for privacy and prayers.
Yeah, yeah. Your opponents in the recent GOP primary have called on you to resign, saying that this information should have been known prior to the election in June. What's your response to them? And do you believe, had this information come out prior to the GOP primary, if it would have made a difference in the outcome?
You know, Joey, it seems that a lot of people are trying to make a ton of hay out of my personal life. And it's clickbait gossip blogs in Columbia trying to sell advertisement. It's Democrats, and it's failed political candidates. I joke, I've gotten about, I don't know, a dozen or two dozen calls on me to resign. All but three of those people had pronouns in their title. The only other three lost in the primary. This is just not a serious situation. Yeah. My personal life has no effect on my service in Congress, and it is very reasonable for my wife and I to expect privacy in our personal lives. So we're going to keep doing the work for the 4th Congressional District. We're going to keep getting results. November is just around the corner, but most importantly, January, we're going to have a new day in this country. We're going to start putting America first again. We're going to hold the Biden administration accountable, and we're going to turn a new page for the future of this country. That's what I'm focused on. That's what matters to the American people, and that is what we need to put first.
So before we move on to some of the issues that we need to cover, any final message to the voters in the 4th District?
This has been a distraction. I apologize. My personal life is being made into a distraction, but we're focused. We're going to stay focused, and we're going to keep putting America first, and we're going to do everything we can to get this country back on track.
Yep. On our guest line this morning, Congressman William Timmons. All right, so let's talk about some of the issues. Yesterday, the White House tried to take credit for gas prices somewhat falling, and they have fallen in the most recent few weeks. I think I paid less yesterday. I filled up my truck, paid less yesterday than I have in several months. But isn't this a bit of hypocrisy on the Biden's administration behalf when just a few weeks ago they were blaming Putin for the higher gas prices? Now suddenly prices have started to come down, and Joe Biden's in the back of the room waving his hand saying, I did this, I did this.
It's ridiculous, but it's not shocking. You know, when Trump left the White House, we were a net exporter of energy. We were energy independent. And here we are 18 months later, we're begging the Saudis to increase their oil production to push down global gas prices. This president has done this intentionally. He knows he's done it intentionally. He kept his word. In the primary debate, when he was sitting there trying to get to the left of Bernie Sanders, which is virtually impossible, he said he was going to cut all new permits. He was going to increase regulations. He was going to end the Keystone XL. I mean, and he did all of these things. And now he's saying, well, I don't know what happened. Why did gas prices go up? And then he goes and he begs the Saudis, and they go down a little bit. I mean, again, we're still paying $2 more a gallon than we did when Trump left the White House. And yeah. Our country is weaker because of it. Our country is weaker because of it. So yeah. They're going to keep telling lies out of the White House. And next Congress, when we have the gavels and we are asking the hard questions and bringing their energy czars in before Congress to really show the American people what's going on, it will be very clear that they are responsible for the problems we're facing. And it'll be very clear that the solution is to simply undo everything he's done on energy.
Yep. Let's talk our southern border, Congressman. According to the U.S. Customs and Border Protection data, there were 207,416 migrant encounters at our southern border in June, making it the worst June on record. June was the fourth consecutive month of over 200,000 encounters. Is this ever going to end?
It's going to end when President Biden leaves the White House. They are intentionally doing this. We can shine light on what they're doing next Congress when we have subpoena power. But right now, President Biden is intentionally creating an incredibly porous southern border. You know, they stopped 600 pounds of fentanyl last week. Border Patrol says that we have 6,000 coming across every week, and we're just not doing our job. We got human trafficking. We got smuggling. We got drugs. They are allowing this to happen. I don't know if you saw recently, but the mayor of D.C. was complaining that they had so many illegal immigrants in their jail, overpopulating the jail because they had so many illegal immigrants. It's just like, well, maybe you should go talk to the guy in the White House, tell him to secure the southern border. I mean, it's their policies have consequences, and we're seeing those consequences across the board.
Well, and maybe Governor Greg Abbott's program of busing these illegals to Washington, D.C. is having an effect on that as well, huh?
One can only hope so. If it's okay for Texas, it's okay for D.C., that's for sure.
Yep. all right, one final question here, Congressman, on our guest line, Congressman William Timmons. House Democrats on the Judiciary Committee tomorrow are expected to mark up a so-called assault weapons ban bill. What's your response on that? What do you expect from that?
It's a waste of time. They're trying to virtue signal, and it has no chance of passing in the Senate. That's as simple as that. We got a lot of things that this country needs. We need to start addressing inflation. We need to meaningfully address gas prices. We got to secure the southern border, but Democrats are literally spinning their wheels because they can't legislate, because they're trying to legislate from AOC and from Rashida Tlaib. These are the people that are running their party, and these people don't have serious policies to address the most important issues the American people face. So it will not become law. It may pass the House, but it won't even get a hearing in the Senate.
Yeah.
So don't worry about it. We're going to continue to protect your Second Amendment rights at a time than ever. So rest easy. Your Second Amendment will remain intact, but we got to keep fighting to get this country back on track. So
thank you for having me on, Joey.
Look forward to next time.
I think what we have to keep in mind, Congressman, these are the same people who are complaining that this guy entered this Indiana mall. He broke the mall rules by carrying a gun, but ended up saving who knows how many lives from this most recent mall shooting. So these are the same people we're dealing with. Thank you, sir. Always a pleasure. We'll do it again next Tuesday.
Yes, sir. Look forward to it. Be well.
Sure thing. Congressman William Timmons, our Tuesday with Timmons.
3-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.